Dave Moore
on Today FM.
It is Mr. Keith Barry.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming on. So, Houdini, was he ever an inspiration at all?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And weirdly, I didn't even know you were going to play that song. We were talking about a burst appendix a few minutes ago, and a lot of people think he died in an escape gone wrong, but he actually died of a burst appendix. Two students walked into his dressing room after one of his performances, punched him in the stomach, and burst his appendix.
Sorry, why did they punch him?
Good question. So Houdini is kind of the original bodybuilder.
Yes.
People don't know that. So part of his show was getting the strongest person from the audience on stage, and they would be allowed to hit him as hard as they could in his stomach. And two students went backstage after one of his shows, but caught him unawares, and yet burst his appendix. But he still was and will be forever known as the greatest escapologist of all time.
Yeah, I mean,
I've pretty much given up the escapology because, like, I'm so banged up from doing it all. I've done a lot of those escapes over the years.
Oh, I know you have. Yeah. And like, some of them are the underwater ones that you like. Some of them are just so insane, Keith. They're unnecessary.
I've pretty much stopped. I'm too old. I'm turning 50 this year. I've got impingements under both shoulders, tendonitis in my wrists, like.
It's not stopping you, though, because you're still doing Unhinged. You've added more dates to this. It's so popular.
Yeah, so this is so exciting because I'm doing 12 more dates, and then that is it. So these are the only 12 dates. Like, there'll be no more added. And look, the reaction to the show was absolutely phenomenal. I obviously did the 3 Arena earlier this year, which was mental. We had in a strange way. I didn't even know I was going to talk about this, but real quick, in the 3 Arena, I do a seance to contact my own dead father, and he's on tour with us, right? The Ashes. And people out there are like, this sounds weird. And it is weird, but that's why the show is called Unhinged, right?
Yeah.
And I don't believe in psychics, as you know. And my dad didn't believe in an afterlife. And I say that.
Yeah.
But then we go ahead and contact the afterlife anyway, right? But in the middle of this whole thing, from him, a message came through, and it was for a girl in the front row. And I just turned to her, I turned to her boyfriend, and I went, my dad said, do it now. And like, the guy just went pale. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, do it now. And I said, she wants to know, when are you going to marry her? And I said, my dad says, do it now. And straight away, he jumped down on one knee, and we had an engagement.
And did he have a ring and everything?
Yeah, the 3 Arena. Because, no, he didn't have the ring. Because it was. There was nothing set up.
It was genuinely impromptu.
But then they took a photograph of them buying the ring the next day. They've just sent me the date of the wedding. It's in 2028.
No way.
And I'm going to go and give a free performance at the wedding.
Incredible. Yeah. I love that stuff when that happens. Amazing. Yeah. So 12 more dates of Unhinged. We're talking about the Larkin Bob Riggin, Glor Ennis, Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo, Couple and Everyman in Cork's, the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. There's loads. Where do people go to find out all the information?
KeithBarry.com is the easiest place. It's also Ticketmaster, obviously, but KeithBarry.com, all the dates are up there.
I see London is in there, Brighton as well.
Done London before. Would you believe that? All my years of performing, I've never done London. So, yeah, I'm doing the Leicester Square Theatre in London, and I'm doing Brighton as well. So that's going to, you know, dip the toe in the water over there, should we say, you know?
So September, October, November, keep your eyes out. KeithBarry.com. Go there and get tickets. How have you been?
Brilliant, yeah. I keep saying to my manager in the back end of my business, stop making me work. I want time off this year. You know, we all work too hard. The whole world works too hard. So
your time
I'm on
off,
an adventurous moment.
Yeah, usually involves fishing.
Yes, yeah, so I love fishing. It is my thing. So, a couple of days ago, I was hanging off a rock in the middle of nowhere down in Waterford. If I slipped, that was it. It was curtains.
You were gone.
Public safety announcement. I was wearing my life jacket.
Good man.
But if you fall where I was and you hit your head, you're still in trouble.
And what were you fishing for there?
Sea bass.
So did you catch any?
Caught two, yeah.
Oh, man.
They went back safely into the ocean. You know, I practice catch and release for most of my fishing.
Yeah, because you brought me out on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Deep sea fishing, and we caught... We caught those dogfish.
Dogfish,
didn't we?
Yeah, we caught dogfish.
We didn't mean to, but we caught dogfish.
No, we caught them by mistake, and they went back in that time as well. But look, I take the odd fish here and there. But yeah, fishing's my thing. And then, as you know, just adventure. So a lot of breathwork seminars that I'm going to.
Okay.
So Wim Hof seminars, and just enjoy this year.
You're often topless in your cold tub as well. You're doing a bit of that. Like, you know, I can't get away from your nipples.
Yeah, the bad dad bod. I'm not trying to get ripped or shredded. You know what I mean? I don't care anymore.
Do you find the cold water exposure helpful?
Oh, yeah. So as I mentioned, look, I've got loads of injuries. But for me, it's really for two things. It is anti-inflammatory. And people out there, they just don't know the science. The science is very simple. Like, you don't need to be doing like 7 or 8 minutes in an ice bath or a cold shower, but the optimal level is 2 to 3 minutes. So if you do 2 to 3 minutes, after a month, you'll feel massive effects from that.
Right.
So it is anti-inflammatory, reduces down also the stress hormone cortisol. And then finally, it's just been proven that it increases your, 2 to 3 minutes that is, increases your dopamine levels, which is your feel good hormone, by 250%.
Wow.
And then it doesn't crash off. It slowly comes down to, back to the baseline over the day. So it's great for your headspace as well, you know.
And what about people like me who just go, I'm not getting there, it's cold?
Well, then just don't.
Don't. See, I like that. I like the way you
stop trying to convince people. You know what I mean? But if people are interested and do want to do it, but feel like they can't, I just go, everyone can do a hot shower and then do 5 seconds cold.
Right.
And then the next day, just do a little challenge.
7 seconds. 10 seconds.
And then after just 2 weeks, you'll be up to 2 minutes.
Keith Barry, I wouldn't be the man I am if I didn't have you and ask you to do some kind of a Keith Barry experiment. Can you guarantee me you'll do something after I play a song?
Oh, I'd love that. Let's do it.
Can you do it with our Shannon, who's sitting there nervously beside
us? I'm going to try.
Shannon is sitting by. Hi.
Hi. I'm very nervous.
Shannon, you've been to see Unhinged. You saw it in Mullingar, didn't you?
Mullingar Park Hotel, and it was insane. It was so good, Keith.
Yeah, there was wild things happened that
night.
I remember.
Absolutely wild things.
There was people automatic writing, which is basically using chalk under trance
right.
to connect with people, like somebody from the audience. Basically, what happens is I hypnotize them, and I get my own dead father to inhabit their body for 15 minutes. So you remember that, right?
I do remember it very clearly.
And people are trying to hide from it and all the rest. So we keep it lighthearted.
Keep
for the
I
time.
Was going to say, here we are on commercial daytime radio.
Well, I thought we'd try something along the lines of what you do in here.
Oh.
And I know you've got a lot of bad dad jokes, right?
I certainly do. Did a lot of them before you came
so
in.
So I thought we'd turn Shannon into a comedian, but not using hypnosis, using just her mind.
Okay.
So Shannon, in your head, I want you to imagine, now lock eyes with me, I want you to imagine just for a moment that you're in Vegas. You're a comedian. You're playing in front of like a couple of hundred people. Just see the audience there. Actually see them all there. Now, this is a specific audience. So this audience, it's packed full of celebrities. Like maybe some celebrities you've met, maybe some celebrities you haven't met. But you see all these different celebrities in your head. Now imagine you're there and you're just going to tell one joke. And it's not a joke maybe that Dave has ever said or one of his books, like a new joke in your head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've got one?
Yeah.
Okay, now just so everybody knows, like you haven't told me this joke off air, you haven't told Dave this joke.
No.
Shannon never tells me jokes.
Okay, so look at me, we'll start with the joke. So in your head, don't say it out loud, please. Don't say it out loud, just say it in your head what the joke is.
Okay.
Okay, I got
it.
There's definitely an object involved in this. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just in your head, imagine that you're drawing this object. Don't say it. Just imagine you're drawing this object. I'm going to draw something here. Yeah, that was straight lines. There's a lot of straight lines because I'm sensing there's a reflection. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay, and I'm going to draw something like this, like this, like this. Oh, I think I know what that is, Dave. I think I know what that is. I drew it fast, though.
You did.
It's either a cracked window or a cracked mirror. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes. He's shaking already. We've only begun it. Yeah.
That really makes sense to you.
Yeah.
And so I've showed you a cracked mirror and, I can sense it now. It's okay. I'm going to go for the punchline.
Okay.
It cracked up.
Yes.
Okay, what was the joke? What was the joke?
I told my mirror a joke. It cracked up.
Stop.
And that was actually it. Now, but look at me. Imagine that you're there. You're back in Vegas. You've told that joke. You've told it to like hundreds and hundreds of people. But imagine that they all begin to dissolve and disappear. And there's just one person sat in this audience. Okay, a person that you want to see there, sat there. Look at me. Okay, notice you put her hand on her heart. When women tend to do that, that was definitely a man. There's a man sat in the audience. Is that correct?
Oh my God, yeah.
Now she's covering her mouth. So when she covered her mouth there, I'm sensing this is a person who, they use their mouth a lot, but they also move their hands as well because you move your hand over the mouth. So this is an actor, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, look at me, folks. Know who it is. Don't say it, just think it. I'm going to write something down.
Okay.
Okay, that was like an echo coming from your mind into mine. I focus on his first name and think how many letters in his first name. Don't say it, just think it. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Notice the way she said yes very fast. That's not a long name. No. So it's either 4 or 5 letters. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, look at me, focus on his name. I think I have it. I'm not sure. I'm going to write something down. I'm going to show Dave first. So I'm locked in, Dave. I'm locked in. I can't change that.
He's
now
locked in.
Okay, I'm locked in.
Okay.
I mean, there's literally hundreds of people. You saw them all dissolve away. Only one existed. Who existed in your head? Go ahead.
Ryan Reynolds. Oh no, my God, Keith. Stop.
He wrote Ryan Reynolds down before she opened her mouth.
I'm shaking. No.
And we were just talking about Ryan Reynolds an hour ago.
I know.
This is all over. I can see where all this is going. Absolutely brilliant. KeithBarry.com. Check out that website if you want to get your hands on tickets to go and see Unhinged. Poor Shannon needs to calm down and have a hot cup of tea.
Dave Moore on Today FM.